Let's just commence this evening with an opening word of prayer. Let's see God's face. Eternal God and our Father, we come to Thee in and through the precious, all-worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. O God, we pray that tonight You'll come, be one of our number, aid us in our worship. Help us, O God, we pray, as we seek to worship Thee tonight. May Thy name and Thy name alone be glorified and honored. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. We are going to commence our annual remembrance service this evening with the singing of the first hymn on your order of service. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, lift high His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. We'll stand together after we get the introduction to this opening hymn, please. Let's stand to sing. Be seated. Going to come before the Lord now in the attitude of prayer. We ask for His help and for His presence with us this evening in this special service. Let's all pray. Eternal God and our Father in heaven, we come to Thee tonight. Lord, on this Remembrance Sunday, we lift our hearts in praise and thanksgiving to Thee for the liberties and the freedoms that we have. We thank Thee, O God, tonight that we live in a country which is free because there were those who in years gone by were willing to pay the price and that ultimate sacrifice of their lives. We thank Thee, O God, tonight for those who laid down their lives in the great world wars And Lord, and also in recent conflicts as well, we think, Lord, tonight of those who paid that price that we might be free tonight. And Lord, we thank Thee for them. And tonight we salute them and we honor their memory. And Heavenly Father, we lift our hearts to Thee to thank Thee for the victory that through Thee they won. Lord, we tonight would also remember those who are bereaved. Lord, those who are still suffering the affliction of military conflict in recent times. We ask, O God, that You'll draw near to such tonight. Remember, Lord, those who for this day hold a very sad and poignant memory of loved ones no longer with them. O God, we pray that tonight You'll come alongside and bind up the broken in heart. We pray, Lord, that tonight You would just come, Lord, with that healing balm and speak, O God, we pray this evening. May Thy word be a comfort. And Lord, as we would go through this remembrance service, we pray, O God, for help. O Heavenly Father, we pray tonight that You would come and speak, O Lord, we ask. Lord, we thank Thee for the opportunity that is ours to assemble ourselves in the house of God tonight. Lord, how we rejoice this evening for the freedoms and the liberties that we have. And our Father, we pray that You would be pleased, Lord, tonight to lift our hearts away even from the things of this old world. And Lord, that for this time we might know what it is to lift our eyes to that place called Calvary, where the Lord Jesus Christ gave His life, paid that sacrifice, made one sacrifice for sin forever, and then sat down at the right hand of God. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee tonight for the freedom that there is in the gospel. And Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight, that for those in this meeting still out of Christ, still held in bondage, Lord, may they be set free by the glorious power of the gospel. O God, be with us tonight. Give us help, Lord, in every aspect and in every part of this meeting. May Thy name and Thy name alone be honored and glorified. Help, Lord, each one who takes part. We ask, O God, that tonight Your presence will be with us. And Lord, that tonight we'll know the Lord being in our midst. So be with us tonight. Lord, we pray for the going forth of the Word of God across our land, across our nation. May there be signs to follow the preaching of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, we would not be unmindful of Her Majesty, the Queen. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll just draw very near to her. And Lord, touch her in her body at this time. And may she know healing. And may she know, Lord, Thy grace. We thank Thee for her. We thank Thee, Lord, for her years of leadership in our land and in our nation. And Lord, we pray that You'll draw very near to her, even this Remembrance Sunday night as well. So be with us, we pray, and give us help. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Can I ask the congregation please to stand? They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn, at the going down of the sun and in the morning. We will remember them. We will remember them. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. Our first wreath will be led this evening by Mr. Colin Timms on behalf of the Ulster Special Constabulary Association and also on behalf of all the former Defence Forces. Our next wreath will be led by Constable Sandy Boyd on behalf of the Police Service of Northern Ireland and also on behalf of all the serving members of the current Defence Forces. Our next wreath will be led by Senior Prison Officer Stephen Conn on behalf of the Northern Ireland Prison Service. Clinical Support Officer Yvonne Craig, Leah Wraith on behalf of the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service and also on behalf of all the emergency services. Miss Violet Starrett will lay a wreath in memory of her brother, Private Fred Starrett, who served in the 7th 10th Battalion Ulster Defence Regiment, a member of our congregation here in Sandown, who along with his colleague, Private James Cummings, was murdered by the IRA 24th of February 1988. Our final wreath will be laid this evening by Mr. Thomas Higgins of the Star of the North, Loyal Orange Lodge, number 1053, on behalf of all the Loyal Orders. At this stage of our service, we are going to ask one of our elders here in Sandown, our brother Mr. Ronnie Whiteside, also a member of the USC Association, to come and to read the scriptures for us. Thank you.
Our scripture reading this evening is taken from John chapter 15. John chapter 15. This is the living and eternal word of God. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purchaseth, that it may bring forth fruit. Now you are clean, so the word which I have spoken unto you, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might be remain in you, and your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Finishing at verse 14.
Our thanks to Ronnie this evening for reading the scriptures to us. Can I at this stage welcome you all along to our annual remembrance service and wreath laying ceremony. We appreciate you all for making the effort and coming tonight. We pray the Lord will bless you as you have come. It's good to see so many in God's house tonight. We pray the Lord will richly bless you, especially to those who are visiting with us. We welcome you and give you that special welcome as well. We want to thank all those who have come to lay wreaths this evening. We appreciate your help and your support in the meeting tonight, and thank you so much for your help, and glad to have other members as well of 1053 Lodge with us as well. Thank you for being with us tonight. Also, our thanks to our bugler, Jenny Hill, and also our piper, Sammy Johnson, for coming. We appreciate their help this evening in the meeting. So to you all, thank you, and we pray the Lord will bless you as you have come to this service of remembrance tonight. Can I just, at this stage, go through a number of announcements? This is the part of the meeting where if you want to take a wee doze for a minute or two, you can. You can do that now, and you can also do it later on while I'm speaking. That's fine. But today, in our own church, this is Missionary Council, retiring offering Sunday, and the box there at the back in the hallway is for that, and any monies there will go to support the Missionary Council of our work, of our church. Tuesday morning, we'll meet here at 10 a.m. for more outreach. So if you can come and help, Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. here in the church, and we'll continue with the outreach program. Tuesday at 7 p.m., that'll be the Explorers Club for the boys and girls here in the church. Thursday night, that will be a deputation meeting on behalf of the Trinitarian Bible Society, and the Reverend Craig Dennison, who represents the TBS, will be here to give us an update and to tell us of the work that he is involved in with the Trinitarian Bible Society. We encourage you to come and to hear what God is doing through the TBS, and pray the Lord will bless his servant as he comes. There will also be an opportunity for you to support that work by an offering at the end. The next Sunday, the meetings are at the normal times. 10:15 is our Sunday school and our Bible class. Our morning service at 11:30. And our Hollywood Sunday School at 2:30, and then our gospel service next Sunday night again at 6:30. And we invite you, if you're not in the habit of going to church, then we invite you to any of those meetings. You'd be more than welcome. We've been running over this past number of weeks a shoebox appeal, and if you have yet to bring your shoeboxes in, if you can do that, please, this week, no later than next Sunday, and that will go to support the work that our brother, the Reverend Ronnie McCracken, is involved in. So if you have any items that you would like to bring in, if you could do that by next Sunday at the very latest, and then we will get those over to our brother. I remind our elders and deacons that we have a committee meeting on Tuesday, the 23rd of November at 8 p.m. Do continue to remember those who need our prayers, and do remember especially our clerk of session, our brother Tom Patterson, God willing, he will finish his treatment on Tuesday, and pray the Lord will strengthen him, help him, and be with him in the days that lie ahead. Now, there is no offering being taken up during the meetings, but if you want to support the work in any way, there are boxes there as you leave. We're going to turn to our order of service for another hymn. The words again will be on the screen as well. Jesus, the name high over all, in hell or earth or sky, angels and men before it fall, and devils fear and fly. We'll stand together after we get the introduction for this hymn, please. Let's stand to sing.
Jesus, the name.
seated. Thank you. I want to turn back again to the scriptures this evening, to the book of John, but to a different portion that our brother Ronnie read from earlier, this time to John's Gospel, chapter 8. Ronnie read from John's Gospel as well, and he read that most familiar and well-known of verses that is often quoted at this time of the year, Remembrance Sunday. John 15, the verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. We want to take up that theme a little more in John's Gospel, chapter 8, and I want to read from the verse number 31. John chapter 8 and the verse 31, and there we read, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, because ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Amen. We'll end there. Verse 37, we pray the Lord will bless the reading of his word. Can I ask you please just join with me in a word of prayer as we come to the word of God for tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank thee this evening for a sense of thy presence. We thank thee, Lord, tonight for all who have taken part in all that has taken place in this meeting thus far. But Lord, now as we come to conclude the service of remembrance, as we come to the Word of God, Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight you'd speak to us. And Lord, that through thy Word you would be pleased to open the hearts, reveal thyself to us tonight. Well, Heavenly Father, give us help as we seek to open the Scriptures. Oh God, give us help to hear what God the Lord would have to say to us. And Lord, that this night someone in this meeting might run to Jesus Christ and find in him their all in all. Bless thy word to our hearts tonight, we pray. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. On this Remembrance Sunday, we gather here this evening to honor the sacrifice made by so many in the last two great wars and also in the subsequent struggles ever since, and in our own province here during the times of the Troubles. Men and women, many of them only starting out in life, who went at the call of duty to defend our freedom and to defend our liberties against the tyranny and the rule of evil and wicked forces. They did so that we tonight might live in a free country. They did so that we tonight might have free speech. They did so that we might have freedom to worship God. And all of these freedoms tonight, we remember, we enjoy them tonight because of the countless thousands and thousands of men and women who fought across the battlefields of Europe and in other battles as well, that we might be free. Thank God tonight for the freedoms that we all enjoy. And you know, folks, this evening we must never take those freedoms for granted. We must never just assume that we have this privilege tonight to worship God publicly. We need to cast our minds back to those who died, to those who served, and to those who were left behind with the scars of battle. And remember, their battle, their warfare was for our freedom. We must never forget it. But did you know that you can live in a free country and yet still not be free? You can enjoy all the privileges of being a free citizen of this country and still not be free. You can be free socially, yes, free politically, yes, but bound spiritually. And you see in these verses that we read this evening in John's Gospel, chapter 8, we have a group of people who thought they were free because they believed they were the sons of Abraham, the sons of that nation, that they were free. The Lord speaks to them and tells them that because they are sinners, they are slaves to sin, they are not free. You see, you can live in a free country. The freedoms battled and bought at such a price, the price of the lives of our brave soldiers in past conflicts, yet there's a far greater freedom and a far more essential freedom, and that is freedom from sin. Freedom spiritually. And this evening, as we bring this service of remembrance, this time of remembrance to a close, as we remember the freedoms tonight that we enjoy and how we can enjoy them, and we thank God for them, I want us to turn our attention for a moment to the spiritual freedom. How you can be totally free tonight. And you see, this freedom involved a battle as well. As we think of this battle for freedom this evening, I want you to notice with me, first of all, the source of this freedom. The source of this freedom. In John chapter 8 and the verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And the truth that is referred to there in verse 32 is the truth in respect to God. Not man's truth, not what man says is true or thinks is true, but rather what God says is true. The truth that refers to Christ and the whole truth of what he did for sinners like we. And the truth that he refers to there in John 8 and the verse 32 refers to the whole truth of the gospel. God has spoken to this world in a variety of different ways. Right at the very commencement of this world, he spoke to this world through creation. And his truth is seen in the creation that we see all around us. The heavens declare the glory of God, the psalmist tells us. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth the speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. You look at the creation tonight. You look at day and night. It all tells us that there is a creator, that there is a God. The psalmist said, "There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." So the very hills around us, the very sun in the sky, the very turning of the seasons speaks to us that there is a God. That is the truth according to the Word of God. God has spoken his truth through creation. But so as to leave man in no doubt, he spoke further and more clearly the truth, not just through creation, but most especially through his Son, Jesus Christ. We read in the Scriptures, in the book of Hebrews, "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son." And it is Christ who has revealed in all of Scripture. It is Christ who is the truth of all Scripture. And you see, tonight, the gospel message is a message all about Christ. And it's a message not of man's imagination or man's invention. It's a message of God's truth. The truth of the gospel. What is the gospel? Well, the gospel is summed up in those words in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 to 4. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And that he was buried and that he rose again according to the Scriptures. You see, tonight, the truth of the Word of God is that Christ died. Christ was buried, but that he rose again, not because I say it, not because the church declares it, but rather because the scriptures tell it, because the scriptures is truth, all truth. You know, we live in an age where there is no such thing, they tell us, as absolute truth. You can't be absolutely sure about anything, and that's very true to an extent. Everything is relative now. Something relates to you differently to how it relates to me. But here is absolute truth. Here is real truth tonight. The truth about Christ, who died, who was buried, and that he rose again. This is not a fairy tale. This is not some imagination of a man. This is the truth of the Word of God. And you see, folks, tonight, the truth about Christ is found in every page, every verse, every line, every word of God. You hold a Bible in your hand tonight. You are holding in your hand truth. Many books have been written about the great world wars. Many books have been written about the accounts of the battles for our freedom and for our liberty, and even in our province, as the members of our security forces especially stood in the front line of the battle, stood against the enemy and the resurgence of republicanism who sought to bring our province into bondage. But you see, the greatest book that has ever been written about the battle for freedom is the Word of God. The book of God, the Bible. Because in the Bible we see Christ. The one who battled, the one who fought against the forces of evil and sin, hell and Satan, in order to bring us freedom. Not just on a national scale, but in an individual, personal scale as well. You're a citizen of a free country tonight. Long may that continue. But do you know that freedom and liberty from sin can be yours through Jesus Christ? Do you realize tonight, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are in bondage? I'm not saying that. That's what God says, not my word, God's word. And God's word, as we have seen, is truth. Verse 33, they answered him, said, "We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" And then he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." The truth of the gospel tonight is that we are all slaves to sin because we were all born in sin. It's not a very palatable or popular truth tonight, today. We were born sinners. And we were born in bondage. Held captive to sin and to Satan. But tonight, the glorious gospel message, the truth of the Word of God, is that you can be set free. And oh, that tonight the truth of the Scriptures would be open to your hearts. The source of this freedom is founded in the truth of God's Word. You can ignore anything I say if it is not according to this book. But you ignore the Word of God, you do so at your peril. You know, ignore the Word of God where it says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You ignore the Word of God like these men in verse 33 who said, "We are not in bondage, we are free." You ignore that truth, and you're in peril tonight. I want you to see as well not only the source of this freedom that's found in Christ, revealed in the truth of God's Word, but also the scope of this freedom. Because the Lord goes on to say in verse 36, "If the Son," that is referring to Christ, "therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Not just free, but free indeed. Totally free. Entirely free. That word "free" there Those words free in verse 36, it has the idea of liberating a slave who's in bondage. And you know, tonight the glorious message of the gospel is that we who by nature are held in sin and held captive to sin and bondage to our sin, Christ can set us free. Those chains that bind us to sin, Christ can set us free. Society can't do it. Programs can't do it. Church can't do it. Morality can't do it. Only Christ can set you free. And he's saying there that the freedom that Christ gives to you tonight is such as if you had never been in bondage at all. Jesus gives you tonight salvation as if you had never sinned at all. The liberty that Jesus Christ gives tonight is that he completely blots out all your sin, all your past, and he makes you eternally free and totally free. What does it mean to be spiritually free? It means to be free from the wrath of God. The Bible tells us, God's word tells us that he that believeth not is condemned already. If you are in this meeting tonight without Christ and know nothing of his salvation, the Bible says, not me, the Bible says you're condemned already under the wrath of God. But to be in Christ means to be delivered from that. To be delivered from the wrath of God. To be delivered from condemnation. Paul said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. It means to be delivered from death and hell. Because the penalty for our sin is everlasting damnation in hell for all eternity. But Christ sets you free from that. To be delivered from the power of sin and from the power of Satan. You see, tonight, this freedom that Christ gives and offers tonight in the gospel is total. It's complete. You don't need anything else. That's why our reformer said, Christ and Christ alone. It's not Christ and a church. You don't need a church. You need Christ tonight. Only he can set you free. Christ gives you a full and a permanent freedom. He gives a satisfaction and a meaning to your life that this world can never give. Oh, tonight many are held in sin. Many across this community and across this city are held in bondage to sin. And they don't know where to turn to or how to get free of this. They're so ensnared by their sin. But if the Son, if Christ sets you free, you shall be free indeed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's the freedom that Christ gives tonight. The scope of it, it's total, it's entire. You're free indeed. The source of it, the scope of it. But finally, as we close this evening, I want you to notice the sacrifice for this freedom. As I've already said, the freedom that we enjoy tonight did not come cheap. It cost the lives of countless thousands of men and women who died in defense of their freedom, and tonight we honor their memory. And tonight we thank God for their bravery and their courage. Their love for crown and country was such that they were willing to sacrifice their lives for our freedom. But this evening I want us to think about a greater love. A love that our brother Ronnie read from in John 15 and verse 13. Greater love. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. The Apostle Paul was able to say, the Son of God, speaking of Christ, who loved me, gave himself for me. Oh, tonight, our thoughts must go to the greatest demonstration of love. That love that is far greater than any human love. A love that has endured the history of the humanity of this world. It is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who left glory, who left heaven, and came into this world of sin and shame. It was a love that battled through hatred and ridicule while he was upon this earth. A love that was willing to give everything, because on the cross of Calvary, Christ gave his all. He gave his life. He sacrificed his life that we might be spiritually free and set free from the chains of sin. Tonight, Christ died on the cross. His love for you was such, his love for me was such, that he died, endured the mocking and the shame and the pain. He endured it all. Why? Because he loved the sinner. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, thank God tonight for the love of those for our crown and for our country in years gone by, who were willing to lay behind and leave behind the comforts of home and enlist in the forces to go battle for freedom. And many gave their lives. But thank God tonight for the one, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for many. And that ransom was to purchase us out of the slave market of sin. And the price that he paid for that, what was it? It was the price of his own blood. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. He paid the price that you and I might be free. He paid the price that you and I might be delivered from the wrath of God. He'd paid the price that if you would turn from sin and receive Jesus Christ, you would be delivered from everlasting death and destruction and everlasting hell. Let me ask you tonight, therefore, are you free? Our freedom that we thank God tonight was paid at a very, very high cost. We should be thankful for that. We should be willing to die to protect it, because others were. While the price of our national freedom was costly and bloody, yet it pales into insignificance compared to the cost of our spiritual freedom. The death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. He died that we might live. In Jesus Christ, slaves are made free men. In Jesus Christ, the bondage of sin is forever broken. And the flames of hell are quenched, and the fierceness of divine wrath is satisfied. Has Jesus made you free? Would you not want to be free tonight? Then come to Christ. Look to him. He'll give you freedom. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The battle for freedom was fought and won at Calvary. And tonight, you can be free from sin by repenting, turning from that sin, and by faith resting your all in Christ. Look to him. Look to him alone. I wonder tonight, in light of what we have said, are you free? Are you still held in bondage to sin? If so, then tonight, why not come to Jesus Christ? Trust him and him alone. I am come, he says, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Oh, that tonight you'd come to him. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Oh, that you would be free tonight. Free from the consequences of sin, which is death. Free from the penalty of sin, which is God's condemnation. Oh, that tonight you'd come and receive Jesus Christ, the one who died, that you might be free. Let's bow in prayer. Before we sing our closing hymn, let me say that if you would like to speak with me, if you're concerned spiritually, then do so. But this evening, why not come to Christ? Why not be free? Free indeed. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word. We ask, O God, that tonight you'd speak. Lord, through the word of God, speak to all of our hearts. We pray, Lord, that tonight those who are still held captive to sin, Lord, that they might be set free. We thank thee, Lord, tonight for the liberty that there is in the gospel. Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight men and women, young people, older people might experience that freedom for themselves by turning away from their sin and trusting Jesus Christ alone. Lord, do this, we pray, and answer prayer. In the Savior's name we ask.